After what has been a difficult year, we are looking forward to turning our attention to Christmas. And the one event that really kicks off that time of year is the National Pharmacy's Christmas pageant. Today, registrations open. The ballot to get yourself to Adelaide Oval on the 14th of November. With all the information, we welcome pageant director Brian Gilbertson. Good morning.
Good morning, Damon.
Brian, this is an exciting time of year, but particularly in 2020, it must be a pretty crazy run-up to this year's pageant.
Yeah, I think that's an understatement, but very exciting and great that we can actually do this. And my heart goes out to a lot of events who, just have not been able to proceed. And, you know, we could have faced the same situation, but we've now got it at Adelaide Oval and we're really excited about the prospect of bringing some hope to our community.
Of course, generally for the Christmas pageant, we would have hundreds of thousands of South Australians lining the streets of the city. That, for obvious reasons, can't happen this year. When the decision was made to take it to Adelaide Oval, how crazy have the logistics been in terms of how to put on a pageant inside an oval?
Yeah, well, I don't know that it's ever been done before.
Yeah.
So you have to make these things up as you go, and that's what theatre is all about. So, what a great challenge to be set before the king. And when I say that, there's lots of kings here. We've got so many people working behind the scenes. It's a great team that I've got, and they're really coming to the fore. And also the wonderful volunteers and the bands and the dancers. It's just amazing to see the work that's going on to make this happen.
Yeah, the Christmas pageant is such a point of pride here in South Australia. So I know everyone's going to be cheering you on and you guys will pull it together. Let's talk about the actual event itself, because only 20,000 of the public plus another couple of thousand from the National Pharmacies will be able to attend in person. So today that is actually going to go up for ballot. How's that going to work?
Yeah, well, if you come on to the pageant site, mm-hmm. just search the National Pharmacies Christmas pageant on the website on the internet, and you'll find our site. You then go into the link that will enable you to register. Now, that isn't getting you the ticket yet. That's just registering. Now, I suggest that before you do that, it'll open at 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So before you do that, I'd suggest you make sure that you're registered with Ticket Tech. So that you can go through their system to secure your registration. Those of you who've gone to the football before, it's a similar sort of process to the Adelaide Oval, getting tickets, excepting this time you register. Then a couple of days, registration's closed tomorrow evening at 10 p.m. So you've got 36 hours. It's not one of those best in, best dressed. We've tried to make this as fair as possible so that you'll go into a ballot. So Ticket Tech run that ballot, and then a couple of days later, we'll make sure that the emails come out to both those who have been successful and those who have not been successful, so that everybody will know whether they've got a ticket or not. And then the tickets will be issued digitally in the week before the event, so we'll keep the tickets right till the week before the event.
Okay, so that website is christmaspageant.com.au. You can find all the links there. Brian, of course, there are going to be thousands, hundreds of thousands of South Aussies that want to get there that won't be able to just because of the restrictions on numbers. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of effort put into the live broadcast of the pageant this year as well.
Yeah, Channel 9 are on board, of course, and they've got a live broadcast that will go to South Australia and also on 9 Now, which I think goes around the country. So, look, I'd invite people to think differently this year, and I think one of the phrases that I'm using quite often is that it is what it is. And so this year, I'm hoping that people are inspired by what we've been able to achieve by actually getting the pageant on. It's being done in a different way because of the circumstances we face. So some people will be watching from home because of the circumstances that we face. And then in the next couple of weeks, visit our website and our Facebook page and participate in the pageant that way. We would love to see people thinking out of the square. How can we, as a community who can't sometimes come together now, actually still be together? So, the Facebook and all that really gives us that opportunity. So we'd love to see how people are celebrating the pageant at home if they haven't got tickets to the event. and you know, things, you know, maybe a couple of hints. You've got driveways, grab yourself some chalk, create your chalk drawings, and then photograph them or video yourself doing them and post them up on our page, NP Pageant. So it's #NP Pageant, and you know, post them up there so that we can see what you're doing and celebrate that with you, and then you can see what other people are doing. So it's a little bit like we will be there together, but apart.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of people can actually put up their Christmas decorations while they watch the pageant this year. It's a great tradition that a lot of South Aussies will be looking forward to, and we certainly respect the amount of work that you and all the team behind the scenes at the Christmas pageant have had to go on through this year. It's a busy couple of weeks, Brian. We're wishing you all the best of luck.
Thank you, Damon. And, I do shout out to all of those people who are helping behind the scenes. They know who they are. People who put up their hands and just said, look, how can we help you all make this happen? Of course, all of the Events South Australia team and SATC, South Australian Tourism Commission, all of those people in there who are behind us. You know, Channel 9 have been magnificent. Our National Pharmacies, naming rights sponsors, you know, all of their participants are chafing at the bit to go. We've got a big briefing tonight. Dancers and bands, you know, the amount of work they're doing behind the scenes to rehearse, the solo artists, you know, everybody's really pitching in to make sure we actually celebrate this event this year. So thanks to all of those people out there. Thanks to the people who'll come along on pageant day. And thanks to all of you who will be participating behind the scenes. This is an amazing sense of community when we can't actually all be in the same place at the same time.
Brilliant. National Pharmacy's Christmas Pageant Director, Brian Gilbertson. Get yourself onto christmaspageant.com.au today. All the information is there. The ballots open at 10 a.m. They'll be open for 36 hours. They'll close tomorrow at 10 p.m. And then you just cross your fingers and hope you can get to the Christmas pageant this year.